Hi, I'm DP Sidhu along with Mark Vandermeer with Vandermeer's View this Sunday against St. Louis. I think turnovers are going to come up.
You think so, DP? Interesting. We talk about turnovers every week. The Texans aren't getting enough takeaways. They had two weeks ago in against Seattle at Reliant Stadium. None last week. They really could have used some. And they have to find a way to get the ball away from the opponent. Sam Bradford, he's not a turnover machine, okay? He's got one fumble, three interceptions. It could be tough, but if you slow down that running game and get him in some obvious passing situations, maybe you could pry the ball loose with interceptions. Also, the Texans, obviously, we know they've been turning it over way too much. Minus eight, that's got to stop. Let's hope Matt Schaub has a clean game.
Jeff Fisher takes over this Rams team. He's very familiar with Houston. Do you think this team resembles the Titans in any way?
You know, it reminds me a little bit of some older Titan teams. Now, you don't have a Steve McNair or Vince Young, but Kerry Collins, maybe, with Sam Bradford? I don't know. I think Bradford is playing pretty well for them right now. He's not setting the world on fire, but he's been steady enough. They just need to run the football better, and they have a tough defense, hard-nosed defense. Statistically, not that great, but the front seven is dangerous. Alec Ogletree, he can force fumbles. They have Chris Long. They do have some dangerous guys in that front group there that might be able to give the Texans some problems.
The Texans suffered a tough loss on the offense this week with OD going out. He'll be out probably until December. It affects the offense, but it also affects the backup quarterback situation.
Well, Owen Daniels is the emergency third-string quarterback. Was. Now with him out, it's going to be Shane Leckler just in case. Now, it's never come up, okay? They've never lost two quarterbacks through the course of a football game. Let's hope it doesn't happen now. But just so you know, that is the case. Now, Ryan Griffin's going to play a lot in the Garrett Graham spot, and a lot is going to be asked of him to catch passes. Remember, Graham's having a great season. He can fill in for OD nicely, but can Ryan Griffin, a rookie, fill in for Garrett Graham? I think he can, DP, but you can't expect him to be as polished because this is really his first major opportunity.
You know, Garrett Graham just said in the locker room that he's expecting about 15 to 20 more snaps this game, but he's pretty much playing as a starter anyway, so it'll be good to see what he can do. That's going to do it for Vandermeer's View. Mark Vandermeer, I'm DP Sidhu. For more information on the Texans and all the coverage, check out HoustonTexans.com.